Item number 18. From the Public Policy Forum, presenting an informational report entitled Milwaukee County Water Utility, Analyzing the Issues Surrounding a Potential Transfer in Ownership to the City of Wauwatosa. This is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Hankin and your crew of people here. If you would like to just do some introductions and then follow through with your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you also to the committee for taking us out of order. To my right is David Amenta, a researcher with the Public Policy Forum, and I think you know the person to my far right, Ms. Esch.
Thank you for being here. And if we keep the presentation hopefully to roughly about 10 minutes, thank you.
Great, thank you. So yes, I will briefly summarize a report. Hopefully you have seen the full version of the report, about 43 pages on the Milwaukee County Water Utility. Just to give you the background again, and I know this committee is familiar with this process because we took up a preliminary report a few months ago. But the Milwaukee County Water Utility was developed when the county grounds, of course, were occupied solely by county institutions. It's one of the last vestiges of those days when the county grounds were, in fact, inhabited primarily by Milwaukee County. In fact, today, county users only consume about 4% of the water that is supplied by the county water utility. In light of that circumstance and a variety of other circumstances surrounding the county's role on the county grounds, a couple of years ago, the Department of Administrative Services, to my understanding, was engaged in some very preliminary discussions with the city of Wauwatosa about the future of the water utility, and it was decided jointly by both entities that it would make sense to have an independent third party come in and take a look at the water utility. To explore the financial issues, the infrastructure issues, et cetera, surrounding the possibility of even contemplating a transfer of water service for those who are using the county water utility to the City of Wauwatosa Water Utility. A preliminary report that we delivered in April 2013 covered a small segment of the service area. There were seven users in which the water mains that served those users were in need of reconstruction because of these new interchange projects. So we were asked to sort of abort our original research plan and first look very specifically at what it would take to transfer service for those seven users. That ultimately did result in an approval by this board after a negotiation between the county and the city to effectuate that transfer. So this report that's in front of you now explores the issues surrounding a possible transfer of the remaining users. Just wanted to lay out some very basic background. In the report, we provide a lot of background about what is going on the grounds right now in terms of who is there, again, what is the water use, what are some future development plans, what is the current state of the infrastructure. This slide in front of you points out that in terms of square footage, we also take a look at employment on the grounds as another sort of metric to show who's there. But in terms of square footage, the private hospitals of the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center are by far the biggest inhabitant. The research park is next. The county has about 1.2 million of the 8.1 million of square footage of developed properties. In the report, there's a chart that shows employment. Off the top of my head, I believe the county has about 600 of the 20,000 jobs that are out there are county jobs at this point. Public services continue to sort of be an interesting array on the county grounds. We have police protection, which is provided by the Milwaukee County Sheriff. That is paid for by the private hospitals. The sheriff does recover some of the approximately $1.2 million in costs from the private hospitals. The remainder, however, is coming from county property tax levy. In terms of fire protection, I know you're familiar with that situation. Essentially, there's a $1.3 million fire service charge from the city of Wauwatosa that is being paid by Milwaukee County property tax levy. The county has made an attempt through its water bills to charge the other occupants of the county grounds for their share or what has been determined to be their share of fire protection. That has so far not met with a lot of success. In terms of road maintenance, street lights, traffic control, there is still a cost-sharing ordinance that was negotiated in the 1970s that is in place that dictates how those costs are reimbursed. And in terms of the other public services, most are accommodated through user charges, as the chart explains. This shows a comparison of what the county utility looks like. Our report refers to the county utility as sort of a small island of water utility surrounded by a much bigger ocean of City of Wauwatosa water utility. What I think is most telling here is the total number of meters. The county has 96 meters, the city utility 16,000. The county utility essentially is serving a small number of large users as opposed to a city utility that is surrounding the county utility that is serving virtually everybody else in the city of Wauwatosa from residential to other businesses and so on. You can also see the total gallon of water sold. So this gives you an idea of sort of the very limited size of the county utility as compared to the city utility. When we look at water consumption, we see that by far the major water users on the ground are the Regional Medical Center and We Energies. The county at about 2.3 million gallons, that these are million gallons, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't get any refutation from Ms. Cementa, so that means I'm right. County users are essentially using as much water as a very small pocket of Wauwatosa residents who continue to be served by the water utility. So all of these factors, I guess, lead one to intuitively want to think that at least some exploration should occur regarding a possible transfer. We have a very small, limited-sized utility that is serving a limited number of users. We have a larger city of Wauwatosa utility. So essentially, this preliminary background information starts to sort of support the notion that this at least ought to be considered. A huge question mark from the city of Wauwatosa's perspective, but also from the county's perspective, is the condition of the infrastructure. If indeed there were to be a negotiation regarding this transfer, what is the condition of the infrastructure that potentially would be transferred from the county utility to the city? We are, as you know, not engineers, so we by no way, shape, or form did any type of full-blown engineering analysis. But what we can tell you is that since a report that was issued in 2006 in the wake of some water main breaks by Grafe, the county has indeed made some significant strides in terms of repairing the infrastructure that is out there. The west and east water towers were both rehabilitated in the past 5 years, and as you know full well, a third water tower was added in 2012. In terms of reservoirs, there is some work needed on the south reservoir. There's both the above-ground storage in terms of the towers, and there also are two reservoirs that also serve for storage. There's a $1.2 million capital project that was actually approved in the adopted 2013 budget that has not yet gone into effect. In terms of water mains, and this might perhaps be the biggest issue, interestingly, in terms of the transfer that already has taken place, that is the area where the utility had experienced some of the biggest water main issues in terms of the age and the weakness of the infrastructure. The county utility infrastructure serving that part of the grounds has now been replaced by city infrastructure, so that's not as big an issue. I think one of the big issues in terms of infrastructure is there is a North Avenue water main. It's essentially the backup supply line to the primary Wisconsin Avenue line. That line is 3 miles long. It's deeply buried. It's around 100 years old. So if any negotiations were to take place, this would clearly be a point of negotiation in terms of, is there some type of responsibility to do this repair work before any transfer might potentially hypothetically take place? We took a look into the financial elements, so let me briefly describe a few of those. In terms of operating costs, this shows you 2010 actual, 2012 actual, and 2014 budgeted costs for the water utility. You see, obviously, a significant increase in terms of the cost of the utility. A sizable portion of that increase is attributable to the decision to insert the fire charge into the water utility operations and try to charge that out to the users of the water utility. But even if you take that out of the equation, you still see that in other areas of the water utility budget, we have seen increases over the past, over the 2010 to 12 time frame in actual terms and when compared to the 2014 budget. The impact that that has had on rates also. We see here delineated water, sewer, and stormwater. The fire is taken out, so you can see what has happened with the rates, which impact not only the private occupants of the county grounds, but also the county's own occupants who are paying for water. And it's very important to note that sewer and stormwater are another big part of this equation. Our analysis looked primarily at the water piece, but as I'll get to in just a second, what to do about sewer and stormwater if there's any notion of negotiating the transfer is a major question as well. We then took a look at what if. What if for 2014 the Wauwatosa utility... let's hypothetically make believe that a transfer had been effectuated so that the city of Wauwatosa utility would be providing water to those that are currently receiving it from the county utility in 2014. And we costed that out. There are several estimates in this chart. But what you are seeing here essentially is that the Wauwatosa utility, if it was providing the same service, would charge out about $1.2 million to the existing county users in 2014 if it served those users, as compared to about $2.07 million by the county. Now, why is it that the city of Wauwatosa utility ostensibly could provide cheaper water service? There are several reasons for that. One of them you see here is that the personnel costs for the county as opposed to the city are somewhat higher. But that's not the only part of the equation. The city, as a much larger utility, gets a better deal in terms of its purchase of water from Milwaukee Water Works. There are other economies of scale that the city utility can realize that the much smaller county utility cannot. We then extended that out and said, what if a transfer took place, and what if we looked at that occurring hypothetically in 2017? What would the cost savings look like? So here you see the savings for four of the big users for 2013 if a shift had hypothetically been in place. So you can see that We Energies would save about $400,000. Freighted Hospital would be the next largest at about $183,000. Again, these are just four major ones. We're not showing the medical college here. BHD would recognize some savings. Those savings could potentially go down in 2017. The city of Wauwatosa has been very open about the fact that it is asking for a water rate increase to go into effect next year. So we modeled and said, what if that increase happens? What if there is a 22% increase in city rates and no increase in county rates between now and 2017? You can see the savings are smaller, but they're still there. We then took a look at a second scenario, which said, what if at the same time the city is going up 22%, the county goes up 17%? Where did we come up with that 17%? It's essentially based on a staffing plan that DAS Facilities Management has indicated it would need or would want to have if indeed the county continues to own the utility going forward. So here you can see the numbers under those scenarios. So that's sort of the background of some of the rationale for why a utility transfer might be something that ought to be explored. That being said, there are several significant potential obstacles that you obviously will want to hone in on. One of them is the cross-charge issue. And so one of the purposes of our analysis was to try to determine the extent to which the county might have a negative tax levy impact if this transfer were to occur. What this diagram shows you is the swirl of cross charges that exist within the county water utility. You folks know me. I could explain this chart for a half hour. I won't do that for you today. The point is that there are certain charges that are being incurred by the water utility that are then being charged out to users from facilities maintenance, from the director's office of facilities management, from DAS, administration and fiscal affairs, that if the utility were no longer in existence from the county's perspective, and if the county no longer had the ability to charge the users for these costs would not necessarily go away. And so as you can see in this chart, there's about $908,000 of cross charges when we look at both at the water utility, stormwater, and sanitary sewer. We can't make any speculation as to whether any of the staffing levels at DAS Facilities Management or elsewhere could possibly go down, but assuming that they couldn't, assuming that if the county no longer operated utility, you'd want to devote your existing staff to other facilities needs, there would be about a $695,000 cap that on paper at least would be a negative property tax levy impact for the county if this transfer were to occur. So certainly, if the county were to look at negotiating an agreement, this factor would have to come into play. The debt service issue is another financial issue that the county would have to grapple with. There is outstanding debt service. These numbers have gone down a little bit. This was heading into 2013. We do not have the updated numbers. But there is still a considerable amount of debt service on the central water tower. The west tower actually has already now been taken care of as part of the agreement to effectuate the earlier transfer. But suffice it to say, there's roughly $3.5 million of principal costs on debt that, again, would have to be part of a negotiation. If a transfer were to take place, who would be responsible for paying off that debt? There are a series of non-fiscal considerations. I've noted the fire charge. If water service is transferred, the county would still be liable ostensibly for the full amount of the charge. What would happen in that case? The issue of storm water and sanitary. If the water utility were to transfer but not these other two areas, that could become highly inefficient for the county. And as I said, from the city of Wauwatosa's perspective, we have a liability issue for future maintenance. So these are all non-fiscal considerations. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, I will wrap up. On the one hand, we could lay out for you how this has potential to be a win-win-win. From the perspective of Milwaukee County, again, the county utility has become an island surrounded by city water tanks. From an efficiency standpoint, there would appear to be an argument to have the service area be handled by one utility. This could also be an opportunity for the county to shed some responsibilities in terms of facilities management that could be redirected to other needs. From the city's perspective, city ratepayers could potentially see lower costs. There would be additional payment in lieu of tax revenue, cell tower revenue. The city could assume a greater role in economic development and planning. Biggest winners could be some of the private users who could see lower rates and greater certainty from being under a utility that is regulated by the PSC. On the other hand, as I've noted, there are potential stumbling blocks. There's the $700,000 potential negative levy impact, the inability to charge users for outstanding debt service, and the loss of cell tower revenue that would occur if a transfer took place. From the perspective of the city, we have the aging infrastructure issue. We have the question of how sewer and stormwater issues would be resolved. In the end, we think that this issue ought to be considered in a larger context. We are certainly aware of Supervisor Jurcik's efforts in terms of facilities planning with strategic planning a couple of years ago. There are a set of larger issues regarding the county's presence on the county grounds, and so I guess we would urge you that without at all diminishing the nature of those potential stumbling blocks, we also see this as an opportunity to perhaps put the whole range of issues surrounding the county's presence on the county grounds, from the fire service charge to police patrol, again, this whole ball of wax, and consider it in the context of the water utility and whether this could actually be a stepping stone to help you resolve some of those additional issues. So I apologize if I took too long, and we would certainly be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for your presentation. Supervisor Mayo, do you have a question?
Only question. I want to thank Mr. Hankin for coming, but this is a pie in the sky because there's too many stumbling blocks for Milwaukee County and the residents of Milwaukee County. And you look at benefiting one segment of Wauwatosa, true enough, because we just gave them a lot of stuff, and that's why you hold off not to bring that whole ball of wax at one time, because we could have did it. But it would not have been very helpful. And then also what you stated in your presentation, we have worked on a lot of our infrastructure out there. So they get a brand new infrastructure, not 100 years old, not even 10 years old, some of it. So when you're talking about negotiation, and Wauwatosa has not been a good partner when it comes to negotiations, particularly with the fire and police out there, I think we're going to have some real concerns. I will have some concerns about that. Now, I do have a long history of some of the negotiation, and I'm a pack rat, so I can bring some things back while just saying no way. Even you didn't bring out the education part that they charge us, that we've been trying to figure out how can we get off that dime too. So there's a number of things while Tosa has not been a good partner. But they are a good partner in some things, but particularly on the county grounds,
well, thank you for your comments, Supervisor. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hankin mentioned that the debt service would be an obstacle because even if we no longer controlled the water utility, we couldn't bill out for that debt service remaining. As if we maintain the status quo with the way things are now, when would that debt service be completed, and what's the perspective, I guess, outlook for that if things stay the way they are now?
I don't know if you know precisely, Ms. Menta. I mean, off memory, again, you issue 15-year bonds, and so the majority of that debt for the central tower would have been issued, I would say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So roughly speaking, and Mr. Mansky certainly has this information, about a decade or so to pay it off. And I guess just one other point I'd make is my own choice of words in terms of obstacles and stumbling block, but I think really more accurately portrayed as necessary point of negotiation. So you can look at it either way. It's not wrong to characterize it, and I did, as a stumbling block, but it's what we're trying to say is these would be points of negotiation, certainly, that you would want to take into account.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other surprise or jersey?
On the staffing piece, you're indicating that the staffing with regard to the water utility is 137 full-time county employees? Is that?
No,
it's like 7.
Four and a half people.
Right now, there are roughly 4.7 FTEs of staff time that in the 2013 budget that were dedicated to the water utility. Mind you, there was a request from DAS to expand that staffing level by at least 4 FTE positions. There is a sense that there is some additional work, particularly on the stormwater side, that hasn't been done. And so that request is on hold. We cannot tell you the extent to which there would need to be an increase in staffing levels, but certainly there are conversations with facilities management have indicated that they, in an ideal world, would be devoting more staff time to upkeep of not only the water utility but also the stormwater and sanitary sewer system.
I guess I'm a little confused about, and I'll read, it's from page 18. Administratively, the water utility is a unit of the County Division of Facilities Maintenance, which is one of several divisions of DAS. Facility maintenance consists of 137 FDs who are responsible for maintenance and repairs. There are no staff assigned exclusively to the water utility. Instead, plumbers, electricians, other maintenance workers track the time they spend on water and charge that time. So is that how you get the 4.7 figure?
Yes, so facilities maintenance as a whole has 137 FTEs. There, if you look at the water utility org in the county budget, there is no staff under that org. So it is facilities maintenance staff, the equivalent of 4.7 FTE of staff time was budgeted to be charged from the water or from facilities maintenance to the water utility in the 2013 budget.
And did you take that into account when you came up with this potential tax levy impact of $700,000?
Yes, in fact, that's the crux of most of it. Ostensibly, 4.7 FTEs would not go away from facilities maintenance, so that you would still have those staff. Now, what you would get is the ability to direct that level of FTE to addressing other facilities maintenance needs throughout the county. But that's a large part of why there would be a potential levy hole, unless you wanted to reduce your staff in facilities maintenance to account for the fact that you were no longer operating a water utility.
I mean, based on your report, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like We Energies is the biggest gainer in this scenario. They're the ones who stand to gain the biggest savings on this.
Because they are the biggest water user on the county ground. If, per our estimates, there would indeed be a lower rate charged by the city of Wauwatosa, the answer to that question is correct. Again, there are other intangible benefits that we described that could possibly accrue to both governments as well.
I mean, just a comment from Pat Jersic here. You know, the county hasn't had a increase in tax levy for, what, the last 3 years at least, and yet We Energies, in fact, receives inflationary increases yearly as we go forward. So, you know, it's interesting to me that you have a private utility that has a public service commission to respond to, and they're allowed to continually increase service costs, whereas government does not. So I'm a little concerned about a scenario like that, and I don't know if you have a response to Pat Jersic.
My only response is that, and we say this in the report.
I mean, it's my way of taking off my hat once in a while. Okay, that's all. I guess I'm thinking like a lawyer when I say that.
Yeah. And my only response is, to me, that's an argument for if there were to indeed be a negotiation and get some of the other issues on the table where the county is also spending property tax levy, like the fire service charge, to perhaps get some of the private users into that same negotiation as entities that could potentially benefit from this transfer to help work out an agreement on the fire service charge. We're just sort of daring to dream here. If you wanted to get all of these issues on the table, I think without question you would want to take into account who could benefit financially from this transfer taking place.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get them at the table and have that discussion, so thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thanks. So, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, what I don't understand is the idea that there would potentially be all sorts of costs on the county side, and yet we're saying at the same time we think others benefit on the financial side. So why wouldn't we be, when you talk win-win-win on the one, that's the heading on the one chart, why wouldn't we say, you know, what's the cost of making the county whole, and would that still be a win for the city in obtaining the county's utility? So, you know, perhaps they don't get all those users aren't going to get all the savings that they wanted, but it comes out a better system. So, I mean, where's that analysis? I guess I don't understand. We seem to be assuming that we're going to take a hit and that they're going to benefit, and yet.
The assumption is not that you would take a hit. The assumption is that you, as wise people, would go to a negotiating table and say, these are costs that we would incur. So how, in terms of this negotiation, would that factor be accommodated? To us, what stands out is there's a $1.3 million fire service charge that you are paying to the city of Wauwatosa. If the deal made sense for a variety of other reasons for the city of Wauwatosa, and I don't know if it would, and believe me, they have their own sets of concerns, and we will be presenting this report to them at the end of this month, but if this is a deal that they wanted to pursue, my sense is that perhaps that could be an issue that would be on the negotiating table. So nobody is suggesting necessarily that the county take a tax levy hit. What we are trying to do is analyze what would be the extent of that hit so that if indeed you did want to at least begin to talk, you would have an idea about where you would need to be accommodated in such a negotiation.
Okay. Well, so I guess maybe I'm missing the page then. So where's the page that shows whatever X million dollars the county would need to be made whole each year, what the effect would be on the Wauwatosa utility, whether for not a reduction but for the same price or for a slight increase, they would be able to purchase the utility and still make us whole?
Well, again, the purpose of this report was not to structure your negotiations. The best answer I can give you, Supervisor, and you're asking a great question, is that again, there are certain intangible benefits that would accrue to the region from an economic development perspective that, at least from where we sit, and admittedly we don't sit in your chair, at least from where we sit, are worth talking about. Whether from an economic development perspective, having one water utility serving this critical engine of economic development in the western part of the county, whether that makes sense. Now, again, what we're doing, I think, is teeing this up for you to say, yeah, if you're interested in pursuing that, and I know how active both of you have been on the economic development front, if you're interested in pursuing that, here are some of the realities, that there's this debt service issue, there's this levy impact for us. Wauwatosa has a reality, which is, are we really sure that we want to inherit this infrastructure? We know that North Ave water main is going to have to be replaced. Now, mind you, that means you would have to replace it at some point if you don't make the transfer. So there's all sorts of issues circulating here. What we are trying to suggest is, might there be enough promise here? And because you have these other issues, like the fire service charge that you have been talking about for years and have been unable to resolve, could you possibly bring that into the equation and establish a negotiating framework that makes sense for all parties? And we don't know the answer to that question. What we're trying to do is put some facts on the table for you in case you do want to pursue it.
Thanks.
Supervisor Mayo, do you have a question?
I think, Mr. Hank, if you know good and well, even when you was here, that had been an issue about the fire, and you tried to negotiate at that time. And when did you jump ship, young lady?
2011.
Okay, I knew you'd be here.
All right,
thank you. Since this is just an informational report, thank you for your presentation. Madam Clerk, we could go back to